ditch right down through it instead of sprinkling it all over. I just let the water run down that ditch, a furrow you might call it, and it would do it. And then I'd go to the next one. About every 2 or 3 rows, and it would just soak all the way through there, through that furrow and ditch, and didn't have it. And,
okay.
And we had plenty to eat.
Okay, Daddy, tell me that.
I would get up about 6 o'clock in the morning. I shave. If I don't shave the night before, go uptown. I go to the restaurant and the coffee shop, and where all the pup wooders and the laborers go out. Everybody meets there. Must be 20 or 30, 40 people in there every morning. You can sit down, maybe talk with a different group every morning. Stay there 30 or 45 minutes and drink 1 or 2 cups of coffee, and just read that we just kind of shoot the bull and just talk in general. And after you get that, I go to the store, get the paper, look over the paper, and then go to the books, start posting the books, and I'm open. I open the store, I'd say, about 7 o'clock. I get uptown. I get up, say, at 6. I get uptown at 6:30, but I'm in the store by 7 o'clock.
What's your day off?
I get off every Wednesday afternoon, and then, of course, we close. We never open on Sunday. And then, like on Wednesday afternoon, for sure, and I let the help get off. We actually close every Wednesday afternoon, and sometimes they take off other times. Probably on Saturdays is our afternoon, particularly on Saturday afternoon, is when the business is, I'd say, the poorest of all. We could close on that day, and but I'd say the best days of the week would be like Thursday and Friday, because of local payroll. You got your lumber industry and the West Point Pepper Manufacturing, they'll pay off on Thursday. Most of your lumber industries on Friday, and then inside the morning, you're pretty good. But then, like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, not too good, you know.
Where is it on the Grand Delta?
Set out on the courthouse lawn, or they had some benches out there, and they also had some chairs out
what
there.
What
else do
they call it in?
The, out there on the courthouse, it was just a regular round, I don't know, it was just a regular courthouse square that they've always done, been for years on the pecan trees. They just sit out there, and there's a lot of the older people do it, and they still do it to a certain extent. Yeah.
What are some of the businesses that are around the square?
Well, most of them around there are retail businesses, but you've got clothing businesses, you've got furniture, you've got chain grocery stores, you've got mechanics, you've got office buildings, you've got like law offices, and you've got jewelry business, gift shops, pool rooms, restaurants, sandwich shops, so many. You've got just a little bit of all that around the square. And you've got post office is right down the street from it, so you have just a conglomeration of all of it, just any type of business of around the square.
If what are
like, sometimes the athletic clubs and quarterback clubs,
rather, have suppers or morning, what do they used to serve
them? Well, they have, well, the most thing they serve there, they have bacon and eggs and pancakes and sausage and grits. Pancakes is a big deal, though. You got that. And always, they have a regular pancake supper. They'll have it for a money raising project there. They'll have it every year, and they usually have it in the fall. Usually have it in the schoolhouse lunchroom there. Like regular old pancake supper with the sausage and
have you ever heard of liver sausage? Blood sausage?
Blood sausage? I'm not familiar with blood sausage. Doesn't sound very good. Kathy, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit the sack, I'm getting sleepy, and I'm going to bed now. And I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, good night.